Je suis en compagnie de Chantel Kelly, gendarme de la Gendarmerie royale du Canada qui est sur l'affaire présentement.
So, on January 8th, a man was spotted wearing a KKK hood in public in the city of Grimshaw. Was this man apprehended?
No, the investigation was brought to our attention by a complainant who called it in on, January 8th at 6:13 in the evening that she had witnessed this male. There's been nobody apprehended. The Peace River RCMP have identified the male, and investigation is still ongoing. Things need to be determined if it actually is a KKK hood or associated to some sort of group like that. So that still needs to be determined, and investigation is still ongoing.
Okay, and you said that the man was identified. Did he say why he did that or not yet?
That's part of the investigation. We can't reveal exactly what's said in interviews and until we can determine whether it meets the elements of the offense, which would be to incite public incitement of hatred. If we have to be able to determine it meets the criteria for that offense, so that would require statements, video surveillance, speaking to the subject of complaint and whatnot. And investigation is still ongoing and no one's been charged.
If there were charges against him, would it be hatred charge related?
Possibly you could look at public incitement of hatred. That's the offense that could be looked at. Other things that might be possible would be things like mischief. You have to be able to meet the elements of offense and to be able to move forward and go through the court system.
And was there any other complaints about this man?
No, just the original complaint from the complainant. There has not been any other related complaints.
And for general knowledge, why is it illegal, if I can say, to wear a KKK hood in public?
Well, we have to be able to determine that basically the KKK hood has a very apparent meaning to it, right? There's a lot behind it. So we have to be able to meet the elements of the offense that there was intention behind it, and that so there's lots of parts to it that are in the investigation. So it's a little bit more complicated than just wearing one in public. We have to be able to meet the elements of the offense.
Also, is there any other information that were disclosed that I haven't mentioned that you want maybe to add?
No, not at this time. We're not releasing a lot of exactly what the investigational avenues we're taking at this point. But as I said, the investigation is still ongoing. Statements being taken and trying to determine whether it meets the elements of that offense or something else. So at this point, there's been no charges and no further updates.
Well, thank you so much, Chantal.
Okay, thank you.
Je rappelle que le Ku Klux Klan comptait 50 sections en Alberta avec 7000 à 8000 membres en 1930 selon une étude récente intitulée « Extrémistes et violences motivées par la haine en Alberta ». Bien qu'il ait été considérablement réduit depuis, en 1988, deux jeunes membres du KKK ont été reconnus coupables d'un complot visant à faire sauter un centre communautaire juif à Calgary et le clan était toujours enregistré en tant que société dans la province jusqu'en 2003. En résumé, suite à une plainte d'une résidente de la ville de Grimshaw, l'homme portant le masque a bien été identifié et l'enquête est toujours en cours, mais la police ne sait pas si des accusations de crimes reliés à la haine vont être déposées, car ils ne peuvent encore établir que c'était bien un masque du Ku Klux Klan. C'était Chantel Kelly, gendarme de la Gendarmerie royale du Canada. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.